Hey, this is Misty from the Scream Sisters. We're going to be talking about independent movies tonight. I have an old favorite on the line. I have Jeanette Andronima. Where? I can't talk.
That's okay.
And I have
me, Jeanette Andromeda.
And me, Immortal Alexander.
We're going to talk about independent movies and their brief experience with us since they do independent movies. So, first thing I really have is, what's the difference between independent movies and big budgets, besides, obviously, the money?
The money's a big part of it. Though, basically, in filmmaker terms, anything that has a budget of less than $1 million is considered indie and low budget. Indie can also be something that's just a smaller label, so a production company that isn't one of the big ones like Sony Pictures or Paramount Pictures or I was about to say Marvel, but they're not really.
That's Marvel. That's Disney.
Yeah, they're Disney now.
So anyone who's not a big production company who puts out multiple movies every year and spends multiple millions of dollars on a film is, in my book at least, considered indie. What do you think, Alex?
Yeah, it's really the fact that you're not, well, number one is it's not fully a union project typically.
Mm-hmm.
With an independent project, if you want to, typically let's say you have an actor that is, well, let's say you have a camera operator that's non-union, typically the entire camera department is non-union. Usually it's an entire, usually at least one person, or if you have like a union actor, you can have a pretty much a non-union project, but you have to have at least one union aspect to it. Typically, you can go completely non-union, but you don't really get as much out of it.
Okay, thank you. Why do you think that there's so many horror movies that are independent?
Because horror is one of those genres that's easier to sell.
Yeah, like going back to like the early days of like video rentals with like Blockbuster Video and all that, and which started off with mostly mom and pop video rental stores. They really needed to fill shelves with content, so horror was one of the things that they could make for the cheapest because you didn't need a big star; you just needed a really cool concept and some people that knew how to throw blood at things. So, because of that, horror has always been considered like this thing that's always been able to be made on the cheap, with the exception of something like a Crimson Peak, which is not indie, but still horror. Typically, horror films are more considered like slasher films, and is like the majority of what people consider low-budget, cheesy horror. It's either a creature feature or a slasher, which makes up the mainstay of horror. And then you have the Guillermo del Toro, more highbrow horror out there.
I don't know, I kind of think of him still as independent, even though he's bigger out there. But I still think of him as independent.
Yeah, he puts a lot more time and effort into the craft of horror, which
definitely
is not something that's very typical. You have outliers like things of It Follows, and I think It Follows was originally an indie project.
That was indie.
Yeah, and they had like a really independent campaign, and it just kind of hit at the film festivals, and all of a sudden it kind of exploded from like the first weekend or second weekend. It didn't really do all that well, and all of a sudden people got wind of it, and then it just exploded, where people were just watching the heck out of it, and it was getting tons of views, tons of ticket sales. So, even like the first Paranormal Activity film is independent. And they did that film, the whole movie, for like, I think like $10,000 or something.
Yeah.
And, since before we started recording, we talked a tiny bit about Mother, just because I'm looking at their budget. Mother's budget was $30 million.
Yeah, that's all stars.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity was $10,000. There's a good scale for you, indie versus
the regular union projects or the big, you know, studio projects. They spend the majority of their money on star power,
mm-hmm.
And you know the director is considered star power. If you are a producer or a director that has multiple films that have done well, they stick your name in the trailer, and produced by the person who made this, directed by the person who made this, and then you have the name of the star. So all those, you know, go towards your marketing, but typically with any studio picture, they spend twice their budget on marketing.